Athens and Sparta were put on a collision course that led to this first Peloponnesian War because of Megara. Megara was on Athens's western border, and in about 460, it joined the Delian League. Good for Athens. But this action set off alarm bells in Sparta and Corinth. You see, Megara's position on the western borders of Attica there made it of great strategic importance on the land route from Attica into the Peloponnese, because Corinth was a member of the Peloponnesian League. Corinth was also Sparta's strongest ally, in fact, thanks to its substantial navy. Now, what this means is that, in other words, what I mean by Megara joining the Delian League and why this worried Corinth and then Sparta, is that if a Peloponnesian army ever wanted to invade Attica, well, Corinth would obviously allow it through. But Megara could hinder its passage into Attica. Sparta coveted Megara, because then it would have a completely free access route into Attica. There would be no state, no city to put up any obstacle. Conversely, if the Athenians ever wanted to invade the Peloponnese, they would have Megara and then Corinth hindering their progress. So the Spartans are really intent on trying to coax Megara into the Peloponnesian League. This was clearly something the Athenians didn't want. Corinth, in any case, resented Athenian influence so close to it. Not to mention that via Athens's control of the Megarian port of Pegae, which was on the Corinthian Gulf, the Athenians had better access to the trade route to the west. And this was something that Corinth also wanted. In 459, Corinth and the island of Aegina ganged up on Megara. Presumably, they were trying to force the place to join the Peloponnesian League. Now, Pericles persuaded the Athenians to go to the rescue of the Megarians, and an Athenian force sent the Corinthians and the Aeginetans packing. Perhaps thinking that it wouldn't be long before the Spartans attacked them, the Athenians then turned to another defensive measure. They built the so-called long walls. And these long walls were literally that. They were a pair of walls that extended from the city of Athens to its port, the Piraeus. These walls were fortified, and they afforded safe passage from the city to the Piraeus and vice versa. They were tall. They had arches on top. So it was like going through this safe passage, getting from Athens to the Piraeus and vice versa. That would enable the rowers to get to the ships safely in the Piraeus. It would also allow supplies to be brought safely into the city if it were ever besieged. Now, needless to say, the construction of the long walls didn't go down well with the Spartans. They knew exactly what the purpose was. And in 457, the Spartans finally enter this first Peloponnesian War. They campaigned in Boeotia, which is the state, as we know, to Attica's north. If their strategy was to hem Athens in between two hostile powers, Peloponnesian powers, and say Boeotia, then it blew up in their faces. Again, at Pericles' urging, the Athenians campaigned victoriously in Boeotia. In fact, they won over all of the Boeotian towns, apart from Thebes, to the Delian League. And their successes in Boeotia led to other states like Phocis and Locris, which were to the west of Boeotia. It led to these places joining the Delian League. And even Aegina gave in and joined as well.